Many thanks, Ingo. So interesting to learn that you said like Austria has just streamlined its research funding. And when you listed the topics, you know, they're almost kind of like were the same list of topics we are dealing with in the international organization. So the streamlining there. I really appreciated how you said we need groundbreaking solutions. We need to fundamentally change how we produce, consume, and interact. And I think that's this systemic change that is needed, and that we are also trying to look at in the ETIN network. Now, when we talk about transformative innovation, that's really the systemic change that we are trying to promote. And Ingo, I also liked how you said that we maybe need to adjust on the way. So it's an iterative process of learning, adjusting, adapting, finding new solutions. And again, this is totally the topic we are looking in the ETIN transformative innovation work network. And last point, I see the synergies coming up. I think the rebound effect, not create more problems than we are solving, is one that I guess we will be hearing more about. And when you talked about this cascading use of AI, I hope that our colleagues from PPP team are in the room, because next week we are going to discuss AI and infrastructure, and the heating issue surely is an infrastructure relevant topic here. So many thanks, Ingo, for sharing Austria's experiences here. Now we move from Vienna to Paris. I think, Sara, you're based in Paris with OECD, no? Welcoming Sara Berube. You're a policy analyst at the Digital Economy Policy Division in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. So it's the OECD's AI unit. And I think, Sara, you worked also on online safety for the government of Canada before. So you have some national experience and also experience in OECD, which is one of our really important partner organizations on many different work streams. So I'm very, very curious to hear what OECD is doing on AI. And I think you're launching a big report today, no? Yeah? Good. Over to you.